Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. Today, no different than the other 2 days, probably, right, that you've had here. Why do I have my phone in my hand? Sitting here, I reached over, I picked up my phone, and I put it in my hand like I'm going to, like, I don't know, start, I'm just going to start surfing. I just got to go through Blue Sky on my phone while I'm sitting here talking. Nothing important happening there. Welcome to Hump Day. Do you celebrate Hump Day? I feel like Blue Sky has those days, right? They have like monochrome Mondays and something. Hump Day, Wednesdays, or Hump something. Yeah, Hump Day, Wednesday, when everyone posts pictures of their butts. And then what's the other one? Fat Cock Friday? FCF? Is that a Blue Sky thing? I think that's a Blue Sky thing. If you didn't know that, you're welcome. Or I could be lying to you, which I recently found out is something that the United States educational system did wholesale to my entire generation. Just outright lied. Just for no reason. No reason whatsoever. And I'm not talking about the cutesy little, oh, well, the tooth fairy doesn't really exist, and we told you that it did, or like the Easter bunny's not real. You know, none of that. None of that kind of, you know, iffy lying kind of thing. No, just outright fucking lied to us. And I don't know how many of you know this, and I'm scared. I'm worried for you if you're driving, because this is going to blow you away, and you're going to be, oh my God. So if you're driving, you might want to pause until you're at a spot where you know you can control your vehicle, because it is that earth-shattering how badly we were lied to. Do you know that bears don't hibernate? Yeah, those bears. Do you know they don't hibernate? That's not true. That's completely made up. It's not a real thing. And yet, an entire probably multiple generations of school kids grew up thinking that bears hibernate. We've seen the Yogi Bear cartoons. We've seen the other cartoons where the bears in all winter long. No, all a lie, all completely a lie. I'm very upset about this, and it's true. Bears do go into a can. They don't do. They can go into a type of dormancy called torpor, which is not hibernation. Hibernation is signified by how hard it is to wake up the creature that is hibernating, and you know, how low their heart rate is and stuff like that. No, bears don't do that. Like, bears can move around. They can give birth. They can move dens or whatever. Like, they sleep a lot in the winter, but they don't hibernate. That's just a lie. It's just a lie. You know who does hibernate? You know who? Ground squirrels, bats. I think something else. What's the other thing? Like groundhogs. Yeah, stupid groundhogs. So I thought, I don't even know what to say. I am that speechless about how badly I was lied to as a child, and as an adult too, quite honestly. So I think what we should do, the only way that we can really get back at these people, let's call it what it is, these bastards. The only way we can get back at these bastards is just to make up something about an animal and then just start saying it. Let's just all confidently say things that are wrong to try to get back at these fuckers. And like something like, alligators can't walk backwards. You know, I don't know if you knew that or not, but alligators are incapable of walking backwards. Like something like that, right? It's like, it seems plausible, right? They got a tail and stuff. You know, it's like, it's not true. Alligators can back up. But I'm just saying, let's start that, shall we? Or like, Chat GPT's suggestion wasn't the greatest in the world. It was like, they wanted me to lie about the origin of something. So like, flamingos were originally named the camels of the sky because they can go days without drinking. If you know how LLMs work, that's actually quite a funny little sentence, but that is so deep into what that is, well beyond tokens and other things. Anyway, it's hump day. What you gonna do? Let me look over here. What do we got? We got time for this? Yeah, we got time for this. I watched a movie when I was a teenager. It was called Buckaroo Banzai, Adventures Across the Eighth Dimension. My good friend Auntie Scott watched it later in his life when I, at my suggestion, and he loved it. That movie was a science fiction movie. It was kind of a silly science fiction movie, you know, kind of a almost camp kind of science fiction movie. But, you know, 20-year-old Daniel loved that shit. I mean, let's be honest, I love Perfect Tommy, but that's neither here nor there. The villain in Buckaroo Banzai, Adventures Across the Eighth Dimension, was a character named Lord Worfen. Not to give too much away, but part of the plot is that these aliens all crashed on Earth on Halloween of like 19-something, when Orson Welles was doing his War of the Worlds thing. And they tricked everyone into thinking that that was just a radio production, whatever, but they had actually crashed that day. But all of the aliens took on the first name John. So he was John Worfen, Lord Worfen. And they had, you know, a thousand Johns in this movie. It's like his first in command or whatever is named John Big Booty. And the actor, well, yeah, the character would always protest that it's Big Booty, Tay. Anyway, the point that I was trying to make is that the villain, Lord Worfen, incredibly memorable character. Even if you hated the movie, you have to give it to the guy playing that this villain was insanely good and captivated. He just a literal definition of a scene chewer, right? He just, when he was on screen, you could watch nothing else but him because he was that good. That actor was John Lithgow. And it started a lifelong admiration of his performances. John Lithgow has been in some really bad movies over the year, but I feel like pretty consistently John Lithgow has been great. However, comma, I started to feel uneasy about John Lithgow a couple of years ago when he was in a movie with Mel Gibson. And I was like, when did we decide that we were okay with Mel Gibson working again? Like when did we come to that decision? He was in a movie. I don't know. It was something about dads. Like they were opposing dads. Like, you know, one of them was the bride's dad and the other one was the groom's dad. Anyway, I don't remember what the movie, if you did, maybe you can tell me. Honestly, I don't even care. So you don't have to tell me because I don't care. But I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Cause you know, is John Lithgow one of those closet Republicans? And I looked it up. No, he's not a closet Republican. He's very much a supposed liberal. Definitely has much to say about the current administration of the United States, but he just accepted this role for this fucking Harry Potter series on HBO. And I'm like, how could you do that knowing what you now know, right? Like I can forgive Alan Rickman for playing Snape or anything, because back then J.K. Rowling was not what she is now. She is now, there's no other way to put it, right? J.K. Rowling is a mustache twirling villain, right? She's just stupid. You know, she's just evil for the sake of being fucking evil, right? It's like there's no benefit to it for her. Like she spent a bunch of money to fund this group that was trying to do this trans, well, not trying to, actually accomplish this trans legislation in the UK. Right? She was the one funding it. She posed with her picture afterwards with a cigar and a cup of brandy or whatever. He's like, I love it when a plan comes together. It's like, what's in it for you? What are you getting out of this? You're not getting anything monetarily out of this. You're not getting anything, good feeling out of the, you're just being a dick to an entire population of people for no reason. They're not hurting you. They're not bothering you. They in no way, shape, or form affect your life, and you're just evil. You're just comic book evil. I've said enough. But my point is that John Lithgow accepted this role. And when it was brought to his attention, he apparently didn't think that anyone would have a problem with him taking this role. And now that people have, screamed at him on social medias, and his fellow actors have chastised him for having it. And even, as he put it, a dear friend who had a transgendered child reached out to me. Well, it wasn't very much of a dear friend, because you basically said, yeah, I'm not going to change my mind. I'm still going to do it. You know, I'm sorry. This is going to be my last role. This is my legacy that I'm leaving behind. My last role. I'm John. I can barely afford a cup of soup. Why do you think all those cups of coffee are empty in my movies? Because I can't afford the coffee. I'm John. I have to make money. I'm 92 years old, and I have a car payment. It's like, what do you need to prove? John Lithgow, what do you need to, you're slipping into, it's like, is J.K. Rowling an actual wizard? Like, has she cast some kind of befuddlement spell on poor John Lithgow? Is that what's going on here? Or is John Lithgow just basically saying, you know, fuck you guys, just fuck you. Yeah. They backed a truck of money up to my house, and I know I only have probably another 10 years to spend it or whatever, but yeah, fuck it. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm just going to add it to the other insane piles of money that I have over here in the east wing of the house. Hell, I might even build like a second story on the east wing just so I can put that J.K. Rowling money up there. Fuck you, John Lithgow. Anyway, let's get to the AI segment. Hey, that was a great segue. Hey, it's hump day, so let's figure out what we can do with our AI friend for a hump day. Hey, I got an idea for you. Did you know that you could ask ChatGPT? It doesn't have to be ChatGPT. You could ask Perplexity or Gemini, but this week we're just talking about ChatGPT, the free plan and everything. You can actually ask ChatGPT to give you a 10-minute morning stretch routine. And it doesn't even have to be 10 minutes. It's just like, you know what? I wish I was more flexible. Can you give me a really simple morning stretch routine that I can do every day that I can build upon as I get more limber? Or you could say, I actually don't know anything about weightlifting, and it's something that kind of interests me. What is the basics that I need to know? Like, do I need to go to a gym? I mean, you can ask it all these questions, right? Do I need to go to a gym? Can I do this at home? Like, what's the simplest way for me to get into weightlifting to see whether it's something that I like? You can do all of those things in ChatGPT, and it will come up and give you a plan that you can then come back for. So there you go. So try that out. Anything that you might be interested in. Hey, here's a good example. Let's say that you were going to be running your first half marathon in October. You could actually have ChatGPT give you a training plan from now until the race, like running 3 times a day, you know, 3 times a week. Like, and then give you a PDF of those dates. Or better yet, you could ask ChatGPT to give you those running appointments as recurring calendar events that you can put on your Google Calendar, so that you can. Basically have your phone remind you that, hey, today's a run day, tomorrow's a run day. Anyway, anything like that. You can do it with ChatGPT as your personal assistant. There you go. That's my AI tip for the day. We have no messages, no phone calls that I'm aware of, no text messages that I can see. So, yeah, that's it. Happy hump day. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.